flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
What's going on, everyone? Jenna Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Friday morning from Borgata. Not any other Friday, a big Friday. A ultimate, well, almost ultimate football Friday. The ultimate hopefully is in 2 weeks from now when the Eagles hopefully are getting ready for the Super Bowl. But it's a mini ultimate because they're getting ready for the NFC Championship game. The Eagles, of course, in Washington on Sunday. We'll be all over talking about it today. Spot in Super Bowl 50, what the heck is it at this point? 59, I believe, is on the line. So, look, we got a lot to do. All of it with you on the phone lines. 215-592-9494. Rich.
Joe.
Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Tonsurophobia is the fear of haircuts.
Well, that is. I mean, get a life.
Tonsurophobia.
Yeah.
Do you used to have that, John?
Somewhat. Actually, I kind of did.
Really?
I kind of did.
Well, you were growing it out for a while.
Well, many times in my life I grew it out because I remember being told often as a child that I was doomed and I would have to enjoy my hair soon because it was all going to fall out because all the guys in my family lost their hair when they were 20.
Well, you lucked out on that one.
Yeah, but it didn't happen.
So losers like Dan Quinn.
Dan Quinn is not,
by the way, doesn't even sound like a tough guy. Looks like a tough guy on the sideline. Then I heard this guy talk this week, probably the first time I ever heard him talk. I'm like, this guy, he's not quite Mike Tyson with the voice, but my God.
Oh, come on.
Nothing like
what he seems like a wonderful person.
I thought he would
really
sound like
inspirational.
The way
guy.
He presents himself on the sideline, I thought he would sound like Vic Fangio. Gruff, grizzled, veteran. Instead, he's like high voice bald guy.
Oh, come on, man.
High voice bald guy.
It's not exactly a high voice.
It doesn't have hammer. No hammer. Good morning to you, ladies and gentlemen. All right, let's get to it. Big Friday, obviously, because it's going to be a big Sunday. Eagles in Washington. Reminder, we'll give away a pair of tickets. That's right. We will give away a pair of tickets to the game coming up at 8 o'clock, so be tuned for that. And obviously, all 4 hours, your chance to weigh in on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. All right, what we're thinking, what we're feeling, the emotion, the enthusiasm, the excitement, the confidence, the concern. There are some elements of concern. One certainly cropped up yesterday that I was not expecting, which was, and I think, you know, John, there's two big developments yesterday. One, that Jalen Hurts, obviously, full participant in practice. There was some video going around of, you know, some of him, practicing. Looked pretty good, you know, so it's certainly better than it could have been. That's a plus. Major, major negative, or let's call it potential negative, because the game hasn't happened yet. And we don't know if he'll play or not, is Cam Jurgens not practicing. So if you missed it yesterday, Dallas Goedert.
This is critical.
Yeah, Dallas Goedert.
This is massive.
It is. Dallas Goedert didn't practice. Not as big a deal. Eagles have won plenty of times without him. Love Goedert. Want him to play. I mean, John, this could completely upend the offensive line. Dickerson to center. Steen in there. Almost everybody playing next to someone they haven't played next to this year. John, this is a thing, man.
Cam Jurgens established himself as a top center in our league this year. And now he's gone. Joe, I was a part of a team in Oakland that a big part of the reason we lost the Super Bowl was our center wasn't there.
Yep.
Our center, who was a Pro Bowl center, Barrett Robbins.
I remember.
Didn't show up. It was the Saturday of oh my gosh. So it's a week later than where we are
one
now.
Game later.
It's the Saturday of the picture at the stadium. The day before the Super Bowl, and our coach says, "All right, offense, huddle up to do the walkthrough the day before the game." And the guy who calls the huddle isn't there.
Yeah.
The guy who calls the huddle for the offense, Barrett Robbins, is in Mexico. So we're all looking around like so who does call the huddle? Right. What happens?
And it threw you guys off totally.
remember, it threw us off in so many ways. The center is the quarterback of the offensive line. The center is the quarterback of the offense in some respects. It's such a huge loss if he can't play. And my concern is he did not practice for the walkthrough on Wednesday. He did not practice yesterday for the practice that's so critical, the practice that's everything's going in. And he wasn't there. I don't even know what to make of that.
Look, let me just say this. We don't know, obviously, but it doesn't seem like it's trending in the right direction.
Landon Dickerson is playing center for us. Our guard, who
another well-respected guard.
Yes, he did.
He did, but not.
But now we got a different guard. We got a different center. Yeah. We've got a different order. We've got different communications on every front. And I look, Landon's an incredible football player, but I don't know about Steen next to him. I don't know how they'll work together. I know that the calls will be different when it's a different person making the calls, and I know all of this is incredibly distracting. And where I was once not concerned about this game, I am now very concerned.
Wow.
Our pass protection depends on our offensive line getting these calls right. Our offensive line last week really struggled against the zone blitzes, the simulated pressures, whatever you want to call them. We really struggled. Now, I don't expect that we'll automatically get better with a whole different host of players in there the front on the offensive line.
No.
This is a major challenge for this team to overcome this week.
I agree, John. Look, I'm curious where you stand, 215-592-9494. I mean, this was not a wrinkle that we expected to encounter on Thursday, and obviously for our program it you know becomes a Friday topic on our show because it developed after our show yesterday. So I think people are pretty, extremely familiar with what the line's been this year. Obviously it's been, and I'll go left to right, Mulata, Dickerson, Juergens, Becton, Lane Johnson, and considered by most the best in football, perhaps second best in football if Detroit gets that nod, but first or second best in football, and just phenomenal. Here's what it looks like it'll turn into if Juergens can't go. Again, left to right. Mulata, the only guy that will be hold off on that for a second. So here's what it'll be. Mulata, Steen, Dickerson, Becton, Lane Johnson. The only person that will play next to the same person as he has all year on both sides is Lane Johnson, who only plays next to someone on one side, which is his left, which is Becton. Becton will be next to Lane, but Becton will be next to Dickerson instead of Juergens. Steen, who hasn't played, will be in there. Mulata, who's been next to Dickerson, will be next to Steen. I mean,
why do you keep saying Mulata like that?
Mulata. Mulata.
It's Mulata.
It's Mulata.
No, it's Mulata.
Mulata.
No, because I remember, James, when Merrill corrected me 2 years ago and said his name's Jordan Mulata.
Well, the way you say it is different than the way Merrill says it.
Well, then Merrill's wrong about what he said. I don't know. I'm playing around.
Okay.
Look, I don't really know. I thought the guy's name's Jordan Mulata. But bottom line is it can get messy up there. And of course, the Eagles, primarily a run team, both with Jalen and with, primarily Saquon Barkley. So you don't want that interrupted. And then just confusion.
Well, just the communication on the run blocking. You're next to someone new, think about all those combo blocks that work so well for us.
Yeah.
And think about the combinations of pullers. You're pulling behind a different puller. You're in phase with a different player who has different tendencies. He might decide to kick a guy out where your previous guy that you were used to playing next to would log the guy and try to hem him in to and take the sideline. Everyone has different tendencies. Little things matter, and now all those little things just got thrown out the window because we don't know if our center lauded center. He is an excellent football player.
I get it. All right, so look, that whole thing's available on the table. 215-592-9494. We're not trying to freak you out, but it's a major story.
We should all be very aware that this is a major problem.
I agree, John. I agree with that. Now, a major problem for Washington is I still think the Eagles are better. The Eagles still have home field advantage. They still have a better defense. They still have Saquon Barkley. Like, there's a lot on the ledger that still says Eagles.
Jalen Carter.
The whole deal. Like, there's a lot that still says Eagles. But, you know, we can't sugarcoat it and act like this isn't like a real thing. All right, 215-592-9494. Your phone calls, your sense of anticipation and excitement for the game, your confidence level, the concerns, which have been and now have become even more. But again, as I said earlier, good to know that Jalen was a full participant in practice yesterday. Look, we'll rock your calls on all of it. It is a big Friday because it is a big Sunday coming up. From Borgata today. Your phone calls next. Show to Cameron, John Ritchie from Borgata on 94 WIP.
Hey, Rhea. I'm glad I had Window Nation come out and look at the windows in my kids' rooms. They were able to tell me how quick and easy the installation process
is. It's such a relief, isn't it, John? They came out. They know exactly what they're doing. I had all my windows replaced with Window Nation. Best decision ever. Their installers are so professional and so efficient.
Heating costs are getting out of control. And if you're looking to save money, replace your old windows with energy-efficient ones from Window Nation. I couldn't recommend them more.
And do not forget about the financing. Save big with 60% off all window styles, and you could get zero interest and zero payments for 2 years.
Great point. And it was so easy to work with their design consultants. They helped me find the perfect windows for my home.
I would not be endorsing this company if I did not have complete trust in them. They have the experience. They have the credibility. They are trusted by over 200,000 homeowners, including me.
Upgrade your home with Window Nation. Sale ends January 31st, so call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com today.
All right, from Borgata, our home base on Friday mornings as we get ready for the Eagles and the Washington, I guess we'll call them Commanders, Commies, Communists, Commodes, whatever you want to call them, as we get ready for the NFC Championship game. Good morning to you. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, we got Devin, we got Rhea, we got Seltzer, and wonderful to have you with us in this highly anticipated game. By the way, bear with us today if you notice some technical glitches. We're dealing with some audio issues, trying to get it corrected. But it may affect us from time to time, and hopefully not at all. Hopefully, if so, not much. But just know we're trying to – it's like we don't have our center. John, we don't have our center. So we're just trying to figure it out. All right. And by the way,
not easy to overcome that sort of predicament.
That's right. Exactly.
This is a problem, a major problem.
Which
we just got faced with
audio or center?
The football one.
Okay, fair enough.
I don't understand what's going on with the connection issues ever.
Yeah. All right.
At
so
my home
so
here,
look,
never.
Here's the deal. We obviously didn't mean to freak you out for a segment with all the, you know, the talk about the center thing, but it's a real deal. I mean, Juergen's not practicing. It's a problem. So hopefully the Eagles win, and probably the Eagles win, but man,
Wait, it does make it harder. Hold on. It is important that we all are aware.
I agree. We
cannot gloss over this concept. This is a major problem, major reshuffling of our offensive line just a couple days before the conference championship is not normal. It's not good. The thing that my biggest concern is when you look at the injury report, and again, we know very little because it's closed-lipped down at the Eagles or at the Eagles building, but man, no practice. DNP did not practice for Wednesday. DNP did not practice yesterday.
Right.
And yesterday, out at practice, he had Landon was the center.
Landon's taking
the snaps. And Cam wasn't around.
I know. It's not good.
That's so strange
to me.
It's
not good.
I don't remember seeing stuff like that.
But what is good? The Eagles are a better team. And hopefully that holds. I mean, that's my expectation. But don't take it for granted. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Mark in Delaware kicks us off. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Oh, no. Marky Mark. James, make sure back there in the studio everything is right there with the ship so we can hear him. All right, perhaps Mark's going on air, but I'm going to have to put Mark on hold because if you on air, people listening, I should say, radio and app, if you can hear Mark, we can't, which means we can't go to Mark because we can't hear him, which means we can't react to him. But, Mark, good point. Good call. Thanks for the call. Mark, we'll try to get back to you and everyone, obviously. We just got to get this situated. 215-592-9494. All right, Devin, how are you feeling about this game?
I feel more confident today, and it's because I had a realization on my drive down here to Atlantic City, and that is the fact that I wanted, and I think a lot of Eagles fans wanted, the Commanders in the first round, in the wild card round, because we felt confident about beating them, because the Eagles are, inarguably the better team across all positions in all areas.
Detroit was supposed to be better than them, though.
Detroit's defense has been a weakness, yeah. And the Commanders exposed that, and Jared Goff also turned. You look at the Detroit offense numbers that Commanders defense allowed,
yeah.
Still.
You're right.
They still allowed 31 points.
Yeah.
45 points is really impressive, and yes, I think if we look back at this game and it doesn't go the way we want, it's going to be because of both quarterbacks probably, and Jaden Daniels has had a great rookie year, but the Eagles are the better team, and Cam Jurgens is certainly concerning. It makes me feel better that, you know, Landon Dickerson has played center before. The guys all said yesterday, you know, he's really loud, and communication has been an issue, as Jordan Mailata noted in his press conference yesterday. So I'm not saying he's going to be a better center than the guy who's played the position all season, but we've seen Tyler Steen step up and the depth on that O-line.
All right, so I like the
optimism. I love that Landon is an awesome football
player.
Well,
that's huge.
I love that our center is going to be really good.
I mean, we've seen the hype
really
videos. Like, he can be loud. Yeah.
I love that he's probably good at center, he's not the same center.
Guys, there's two
which is really throwing things into
But the thing is, I would rather have a healthy Landon Dickerson and Tyler Steen than an unhealthy Cam.
That's the great. I feel the same way Devin does, because if you remember on that safety, Cam missed the block. And so if they looked at it and said, he's too hurt to do that.
Okay.
And by the way, Goddard was also not great in the run blocking game, and the ankle could be an issue there. So, you know, I mean, the way you look at it, it is what it is, but it may be better to have healthy guys in there who have played the position.
Okay.
Than a guy who's, limited.
Well, listen, that is interesting, because we did see, and John's pointed this out every day this week, the Eagles' offensive line. Forget the fact that Hurts held on the ball too long. He did. But the O-line did not play as well in pass protection as they typically do, and that could be a big part of why.
He could have been limited. And they
that's fascinating.
And Statlin might have said to him after the game, you got to be honest with us.
Yeah, no.
Hurt are you?
That's very interesting. All right, so look, 215.
Well, that's the thing. When a back crops up, it's something that, it's not obvious to anyone except the person who's got the back. You know, like the back issue, you can be nursing that and dealing with it. And there are guys who don't go to the trainers for anything, no matter what. Come hell or high water, they're going to try to figure out a way to treat it themselves.
Carson Wentz?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was the back.
Right, it was the back. It was the back.
Yeah. So this is something that can sort of get away from you as a player. And I have no idea what the deal is with his back. I do know that a back problem makes everything so much worse, and it makes it very difficult to play good football. And it does make sense when I think back to that safety.
Yeah.
And I think back to, like, wow, why wasn't he able to just switch that off and easily redirect to block that guy?
Yeah.
Well, if your back is killing
you. No, that's a good point.
I guess.
All right, so
I get it.
That is interesting. Devin, your initial point also is interesting, because while I vibe with the, hey, we would have loved to seen the Eagles play Washington the first week of the playoffs, so now it should be not, you know, a layup, but a game that is totally embraced as like, hey, let's go get this because the Eagles are the better team, and I think they are. I also think 100% of football fans, not just here, the whole nation would say, Washington is better now than I even knew 2 weeks ago. Like, they have had some, I mean, beating the Detroit Lions in Detroit, and I hear you, Detroit's defense was not good.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that Washington.
And it was a fluky game.
Neither was Washington's.
The Eagles' defense will be the toughest defense by far. They've faced in the postseason.
Detroit lost the game because they turned the ball over five times. The Eagles do not turn the ball over.
No, they don't.
I mean, you look at the numbers that Jahmyr Gibbs ran all over them. He had 70 yards receiving. I mean, Goff had 300 yards passing.
Right.
He just kept throwing the ball to them.
It's really, I agree with all that. Yeah. It's really a Jaden Daniels is legit thing.
Oh, God.
Last 2 weeks,
sure,
that more people recognize that. Because I agree with you. It's not like Washington's D played great. I totally agree. Jared Goff was giving them the ball. Sure, some of it is Detroit creates pressures that make that happen. But a lot of that was just bad Jared Goff. Not exactly what you call good Washington D. All right, so look, a lot on the table. 215-592-9494.
But the Washington D is kind of good. And their linebackers are nasty.
They're not that good.
They're not
that good.
They gave up 500-something yards in the playoff game.
Okay, everything's relative. I like that we can run the ball on them. I'm telling you, Bobby Wagner and that Luvu guy are nasty linebackers.
Yeah, yeah.
I personally think that they are tough and tough. They're going to have to be contended with.
All right, 215-592-9494. We're going to try to get our audio issues situated so we can field phone calls and obviously have all our guests and play a lot of audio for you of comments said yesterday by various members of the Eagles organization. A lot up ahead. And again, so hopefully your phone calls. From Board Got It today, Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP.
It is the WIP Morning Show. James Seltzer and Joe Wechter hanging out with you as the crew hops in their car and heads back to the studio. Some technical difficulties. We will have everyone back on the air shortly as they are heading back this way. We'll take some calls, 215-592-9494. Elliot Shore Parks will join me at 7 o'clock. We'll do a little Go Birds action as we get set for the NFC Championship game on Sunday here in Philadelphia. Again, I know the guys started the show talking about the Juergens not practicing and the Dallas Goedert not practicing, the concern with that. And I get it. It is concerning. But I still feel super confident about this game. As the week has gone on, minus the Juergens injury, the Jalen stuff, we have gotten more, I have gotten more confident in Jalen's knee as the week has gone on with the practice, full practice yesterday. We haven't heard any issues with it. A lot of people, it seems like there's positivity coming out of it. The line for the game keeps going up, which I think is a good sign that people who know that Jalen can go out and play at least to a similar type of level that we see from Jalen. So I feel positive. The Eagles are better than this Washington team. They are a better football team. I know that Jaden Daniels is on a run. This is their fourth straight road game. There are only four teams in the history of the NFL that have gone on the road for three straight playoff games and won each of those to go to the Super Bowl. This is a four straight road game on top of that, and a rookie quarterback, that's never happened either. I know that something that is unprecedented is only unprecedented till it's precedented. I get that. But as of now, what Washington is trying to do is unprecedented. And this Eagles team has been awesome all year long. They're 16-3. I'm not going to let the Juergens not practice freak me out too much. This team is really good. They are going to win on Sunday. 215-592-9494. Let's get some calls in. Talking Sunday's NFC Championship game again. Coming up in a little bit, Elliot Shore Parks will join the show at 7 o'clock. We got a lot of stuff planned once the guys get back in, too. We'll have Ray Didinger on later. Ticket giveaway, courtesy of NovaCare Rehabilitation. All kinds of awesome, awesome stuff going on. So let's start out on the phones. Let's try it again. Let's go to our guy Mark in Delaware. Mark.
James.
What up, pal?
I'm confident of three things. Number one, my call will be greater than the last call that I just had.
I don't think it's possible for it to be worse, and it was not your fault, Mark. So
yeah. No, I got
only you. Up from here, my friend.
Yep. And number two, Cam Juergens will play on Sunday. I have no doubt.
I lean that way too, Mark. I know that he hasn't practiced, and I know that they're Dickerson taking snaps makes it a little more concerning because I'm with you. I think at the end of the day, I think we'll see Juergens out there on Sunday.
Dude, he was handpicked by our boy Jason. Jason Kelce will go in the locker room in the morning and say, dude, you're playing on Sunday. So I have no doubt that he'll play.
Love it. What else you got, Mark?
Number three, I don't know if you're still going to do it because of the difficulties, but the Hammer's got to win today.
Oh, I know. Trust me. We'll find a way to get it in. I have questions ready to roll. Beat the Hammer is all planned. If they had stayed down there, they wouldn't have been able to do it. So that's right. One of the reasons we're coming back. So I'm sure we'll make it happen.
I got like a 31-10, 31-13 win for the Eagles on Sunday.
Love it, Mark. Love it. I'm not quite there. 31-10 is a dominant performance. I certainly think it's possible, but I'm more in the 24-17 type range. I think it's going to be a close game. I think it'll be a more low-scoring game, similar to the playoff games we've seen so far. Was it 22-10, 28-22? They haven't been super high-scoring games, so it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. Let's go to Matt in the Northeast. Matthew.
Hey, what's going on, man? Go Birds.
Go Birds.
I think Richie knows, a game like this kind of magnitude, I agree with the last caller, Cam's going to be in there. Cam's going to play. And if not, then that means, hey, Jalen now has to get rid of the ball faster. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You know, and the second thing, the Commander's DC coming out saying that on a press conference, that's bulletin board material. Yes, we know Jalen runs, and so does Daniels. So, you know, it goes on both ends. You know, if Daniels is going to run, the defense has got to put him down.
Yeah, Matt, great point. And I was, and great call, Matt. We appreciate it. Let's play that audio because I was really surprised that Joe Witt, who's been in the league for a long time, you know, he's a smart defensive coordinator. Him and Dan Quinn really have their stuff together, as we know. Like, I was surprised, especially with the last time they played this team, the Frankie Louvu hit, and just the narrative that's been going around about Frankie Louvu, believe it or not. I mean, there's a lot of videos of dirty-looking hits from Frankie Louvu going around on social media. Like, so with that in the air, with there already a talk about that, Joe Witt, the Washington's defensive coordinator, said this.
We've had a number of these guys that we've had to prepare for. And so the one thing is if he's going to run the ball and if the coordinator makes a decision for him to run the ball, we're going to treat him like a running back. And we're going to hit him that way. You know, so that's their decision if they want to get him hit the way that he gets hit. If they don't, they'll keep him in the pocket. So, but that's what we're going to do.
Hey, Joe, you guys.
All right, big dog. Well, look at that big, tough talk from Joe Witt. Well, we'll do the same to Jaden Daniels. Didn't your quarterback get his ribs knocked and he you know, was out of a game or didn't miss a game, but, like, didn't play well in the first time we saw them? I am shocked that for a coach, you know, it's one thing when we see players say things they probably shouldn't. I mean, that happens. We know that sometimes the emotion gets them. But for a defensive coordinator to come out and basically say, yo, we're going after you when you run, I thought that was I didn't think that was wise. I agree with Matt, our last caller, that that'll be bulletin board material for the Eagles. That will be something. And look, I think that just by saying that, by Joe Witt saying that, he's opening up his own quarterback to that. Like, not that they wouldn't have hit him anyway, but if you're an Eagles defensive player and you hear Joe Witt say that about Jalen Hurts, what are you thinking, right? I mean, I know that I would be thinking, oh, really, big dog? Well, I'm coming after Jaden Daniels like that. 215-592-9494. Let's keep it rolling. Let's talk to Mark in Downingtown. What up, Mark?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. It's great to talk to you for more than 2 seconds.
I know, right?
I missed a portion of your show. I'm not sure what happened to the camera, but I was...
For those who are just tuning in, we had some technical difficulties down at Borgata. They are on their way back to the studio. They will be here shortly.
Okay, so I called earlier in the week, and I said I was concerned about injury. I wanted, you know, the score to get run up so we could take the starters out. I'm going to rescind my statement. I just want to step on their throat. I want to keep everybody in there that we need to have in there. That includes Saquon. That includes everybody. As far as the comments about going after Jalen, I think, you know, we should have made the same comment. You know, I would say, look what our defense did to, you know, their opponent last week. So you better just kind of keep it under wraps there, fella.
Yeah. I have no problem with the team in a locker room talking that way and saying, you know, we're going to get him when he runs and this and that. I think it was unwise of Joe Witt to come out and put that out there and give the Eagles defense, to your point, that much more motivation to go after Jaden Daniels. Because guess what? Jaden Daniels runs a lot too.
Absolutely. And my last comment is I was going to just kind of be funny, but I think if there is a beat the hammer, I hope Joe gives us some inspiration with a big win today.
Mark, it's I'm not loving this Joe's leading the way thing, but I'm accepting of it, and for it's the rare time that I won't be that upset when he wins. How about that?
Great show and great way to pick up the slack, dude.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks. Yeah, and to that point, there, one thing I do like about this Joe Witt thing and just the general vibe of it. And Wechter, you might be able to get on board with this because, you know, old school, like when I was growing up, obviously when you were younger,
yep,
you know, Washington mattered. I mean, they won 3 Super Bowls in an 8-year period with Joe Gibbs. Like, we hated
Washington. They were, you know, one of our rivals, the body bag game.
Body bag game. That's what I remember.
There was real hatred between, and because of Dan Snyder, because of the just, you know, like irrelevancy and all honesty of Washington for, you know, 28 of the last 30 years or whatever it's been, I think we've lost that hate of Washington. And I feel like this matchup, this game is bringing it back. It's like nostalgic.
Yeah, you need the other team to be good, to have a rivalry. And we in the NFC East, it's been pretty, you know, bad. I mean, the Giants haven't been really well. The Commanders haven't been that well.
Yeah.
And, of course, the Cowboys, yay, they haven't been that well.
Brian Schottenheimer, by the way. How about it?
You need the competition to really get the juices flowing, and that has not been there.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. It adds some juice to it. You
especially
know?
If it was the Lions, it would be exciting, but not like
this.
Rivalry. You get a little bit like, okay, we're, you know, right down the beltway. Yeah, we're going to get you.
A little sports hate.
Yeah.
It's a good thing. I'm happy to have it back. Speaking of that, our Twitter poll question of the day, sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Do more and get more in a 2025 Armin Chevy Trailblazer, starting at only $23,995. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. Who wins on Sunday? Eagles, Commanders. You can vote on Twitter, 215-592-9494. Coming up in a minute, we'll tell you how you can win a cool prize. Let's get back to the phones and talk to Grant in Doylestown. Hey, Grant.
Yo, what's up, James?
What's up, pal? How you doing, man?
Feeling good, man.
What's on your mind?
Listen. I think the Eagles are going to win, all right? Jane Daniels is good. The best D-line he's going up against the whole season, okay? He's really good, but, I mean, come on, man. Come on, James. The Eagles are going to win. The Eagles are going to sack him four times, okay? And it's going to be a 30-19.
Love this. So you're very confident heading into this one.
Very.
Love it. Love
and
it.
What you said, the line was moving up. I saw it was at 6. Did it go up?
So it was at 6.5 last I looked. It might be back to 6, but in general, it has been moving up like from the jump when it came out. So let me look right now. It looks
good
like
good sign. Good sign.
It's a good sign. The line is currently at 6.5 still. So yeah.
Yeah, and then like I saw the Bills and Chiefs was like 1.5. So
yeah.
Listen, man.
Super
I'm
tight.
Confident. I don't feel overconfident. I feel realistic. And I think the Eagles are going to the Super Bowl.
Mark, Grant, I love it. Great call. I do, too. I think this team, again, we've basically felt since the Week 5 bye, we've been building towards this. You know, it's been, wow, they won a game. Now, oh, look at them. They're going on a bit of a run. It's like, oh, wow, do we have the best defense in football? Is that possible? Whoa, look at what Saquon's doing. And then all of a sudden, they turned into, in my opinion, the best team in the NFL over the course of the season. And, you know, it's been a couple months now that I think the vast majority of us here in Philadelphia have thought this is a Super Bowl or bust season. You know, this team is built to win the Super Bowl. They were just there 2 years ago and suffered the loss. We know how crushing that was for us, for the team, all that stuff. It's tough to recover from that, but to have a chance to go back so quickly, to have this magical Saquon season, to have the best defense in the NFL after being 30th, 31st, 32nd, 28th, whatever you look at in the rankings last year in different categories, it's like 1-1-2-1-1 this year. Like to have all these things happen, it feels like this team absolutely has to take advantage of this opportunity. You know, sometimes Super Bowl or bust is like, you know, something we say, and it's, you know, we always want to win the Super Bowl. We've only won one and all that stuff. But this does feel like a real moment where this team has to grab this. Like, they have to grab hold of this special season, all these special things that have happened. And again, the opportunity to go back so quickly after going, man, to that point, too, I mean, it's pretty crazy that Jalen Hurts, if they win on Sunday, will be the first quarterback in the last 19 who went to the Super Bowl and lost it and got back. As of now, Jalen is one of 19 straight quarterbacks who went to the Super Bowl for the first time, lost it, and have never gone back. Jalen can break that. Like, there's so much riding on this game on Sunday for this team, and in a lot of ways, the legacy. I mean, look, there's still a long way to go. I don't think Nick and Jalen are going anywhere. But, man, you know, when you get to the Super Bowl 2 years ago, you have the chance to win it. You can't finish it off to get back 2 years later after this special season. It just, it really feels like they have to win it. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones, talk to our buddy Dan in Philly. What up, Dan?
What up, Jimmy?
How you doing, pal?
Hey, I'm good. Do you think Joe from Borgata is going to call into the show today? I really like his takes.
Right now, I think he's Joe on the mobile, Joe from the car.
I hope he doesn't have to take a break from the show and stop at the rest stop on the way up.
So, yeah, hopefully he didn't need anything unwieldy this morning.
Hey, listen, I think Juergens is a concern, but I think he's going to play. And I think that they're probably having Dickerson take the snaps out of precaution in case maybe Juergens can't finish the whole game. You know what I mean? Like if he has to come out of the game. So I'm hoping that's why they have him taking the snap.
And look, Dan, I think part of it, sure, I think that's absolutely part of it. And we don't know. Like maybe he's not playing, he's taking the snaps. That's obviously potentially a two. But also, look, if they're running a practice, you know, and Cam can't practice, they need someone to take the snaps. So they would do whatever they think they would do in a game situation. You know what I mean?
Right. So I just think, you know, these guys, they're going to play as there's nothing that's going to stop them from playing unless they have to be stopped, if that makes sense. It's not going to be like, you know, he's a nagging injury and he's just not going to go in there to play. So I think the will be there. If the will's there and he's cleared, he's definitely going to play. As for Jalen and him practicing and stuff, man, I would like to see the Birds beat up on the Redskins with the pass game this week. Just to change it up and change the narrative going into hopefully the Super Bowl.
Kind of like that Steelers game you're talking about where it was like the whole narrative thing and then they come out and throw all over them.
And then he sits at the press conference and says, is that what you wanted to see?
Yeah.
That's what I'm hoping for. I'm hoping for that kind of a shock and awe against these Redskins because they do seem, I mean, listen, they're good. The quarterback really is good, but they seem to be sniffing themselves a tiny bit for being elevated so quickly.
No, I'm with you. And look, I don't think they need to throw like that to win, but I definitely agree with the week they've had and the way it's all played out. It would be really, really nice to see Jalen go out and sling it around.
For sure.
Love it.
All right, well, hopefully they all get back here safe.
All right, yeah, agree. Everyone drive safe. All right, Danny, great call. And look, Dan predicted it. Predictive Dan. Prophetic Dan. Let's go to Joe on the mobile, a.k.a. Joey D. What up, the camera?
Well, he didn't really predict it as much. It's just his comments spurred me to call.
There you go.
Good morning,
there you go.
So, yeah, on the way back from Borgata, be there, you know, probably around 7:40, something like that, right in time for hopefully beat the hammer. You know, your point on James, I agree with you. The D.C. coordinator, the defense coordinator of Washington, I thought it was dumb. Unwise is what I say. And here's why. I don't think it's so much that what you focus on, that the Eagles could hit, you know, Jaden Daniels, which certainly they could in May. But I think the bigger thing is it puts the refs on alert. And I think there could be a moment or two in the game where Washington's defenders don't get the benefit of the doubt on a 50-50 call on a hit on Jalen Hurts.
Joe, that's a great point.
That's where I thought it was so unwise. I mean, why tell the league, yeah, we may hit the other quarterback? Just go hit the other quarterback.
Yeah, well, especially with what we talked about with the fact that there has been that narrative going around about Frankie Louvu and the dirty hits and all that.
Yeah.
Like, that's going to be reported to the league. Like, they've talked about this. This is not something that they're unaware of.
Yeah, no, I thought that was not smart at all. And the other element of it that I thought was also unwise was nothing that he said is technically against the rules. Meaning, you know, if Jalen Hurts is running like a running back, meaning not sliding down the field, then he can be hit. So
totally.
It's sort of saying, you know, it's like telling a pitcher, a batter in baseball, I might throw you a fastball. Well, of course you might throw me a fastball. You're allowed to throw me a fastball. You're allowed to hit Jalen Hurts as he runs, as long as it's not, you know, to the head or in a moment when he's sliding. I mean, it's really not that complicated. So I thought that was very strange. With that said, I utterly agree with you, James, that, and this is 30 years, and, you know, some people, you know, 35 or 40 and under won't, you know, have this in their mind because they haven't lived it. But, you know, in the 1980s and 90s, it's here before that as well. I mean, the Washington, whatever you want to call them, it wasn't quite on the Cowboys level, but I thought in many ways it was above the Giants level as far as hatred for us in Philadelphia, some of their players and teams. I mean, there were guys we respected. I think every Eagles fan, respected Darryl Green, respected Joe Gibbs, respected Charles Mann. But then there were guys like Dexter Manley. I mean, Theismann was a pain in the ass. Sonny Jurgensen as their announcer was annoying. I mean, you know, the fight song they had, the frickin' Hogs. I mean, they had a lot of obnoxious elements to their organization and their team. And while I don't like seeing them good, and I think the Eagles will win on Sunday, it is kind of fun to have a potentially massive rivalry back. I mean, that is an element of sports. You know, it's an odd dynamic because you never want the other team to be good, but you also kind of cherish when the rivalry is hot. And I think that's important.
I'm so with you, man, especially because, look, they won. When I was young, I watched Washington win Super Bowls. Well, I wanted them desperately, so I'm with you. All right, Joe, one more thing before you get back to driving and get up here. You're going to help us out with the side topic here, because everyone listening has a chance to win a $150 gift card for you to Wild Fork Foods. Wild Fork Foods is your number one choice for game day food with the best prices and the widest selection of Angus beef burgers, chicken wings, and much more. Find Philadelphia area store locations at wildforkfoods.com or shop online and get same day shipping. So, Joe, what we were thinking for today for the side topic, for the prize, in honor of this being the third game for the Eagles, the third opponent, the third playoff game, we're looking for a three, a famous three or third. Joe, what do you got?
Well, I mean, I think there's a definitive winning answer. I'm going to snatch her right off the board, and that's Super Bowl 52, the third time the Eagles were in a Super Bowl.
Nailed it.
So, you know, they were Super Bowl 15, Super Bowl 39. And third time was the charm for the Eagles with Super Bowl 52.
Well, luckily for the callers, even though you're on the phone right now, you cannot win, because otherwise you probably would have.
No, cannot win. What I can do is get a speeding ticket on my way back, and hopefully I don't.
All right, if any officers out there listening to the show, if you see Joe flying by, let him have one, all right? All right, Joe, we'll see you in a bit, man. Thanks for calling.
All right, guys.
All right, talk to you soon. All right, great stuff there. So your chance, again, to win the prize. Give us a number three. Wack, do you got a number three?
Yeah, the first one came to my mind, and it probably would be named and possibly really be a good winner here in Philadelphia.
I hear you.
AI.
So that was mine, too. So we'll take it together. Okay. And we won't take any more off the board. Shout out Don Iverson. All right, 215-592-9494. Get on the phones now. Again, Joe and the crew are going to be back soon. We're going to take calls. We're going to continue to run the show. Plus, coming up next, Elliot Shore Parks. He will tell us about practice yesterday. What's going on with Cam Jurgens, Goddard, the whole thing. Elliot will join us next. It's the morning show. We're coming right back.